none been said, but I like to always say it, it's good to be in the Lord's house tonight. Before I get started, I believe this is the first time I've ever been in this church. I've heard good things about this church. I'll brag on you just a little bit, and it's Lord's doing, but I've heard good things about this church. I was saved when I was a 10-year-old boy in my mom and daddy's basement on a Thursday night in July, and I ain't always done what I needed to do, but I don't know what many of us have all of our lives. But in August 29th, 2021, I told Brother Jell the first time I met him, I said, I'm an old man, but I'm a young preacher. 29th, 2021, I told my calling to preach. So just a little under a year and a half, and I'm not good at it, but won't never be good at it. So if anything's good comes out of this night, it's from the Lord. Amen. It ain't from Mike. I pray you come to listen to this, say what the word of the Lord says, not what I say. I asked Brother Daniel back there for church. I said, you ever had a message where you asked the Lord why? And this is one of those messages. It's a set of, I know some of y'all, I've heard good things out of this church. The revivals y'all had the last couple of years. I want y'all tonight, I know you love the Lord, but I want y'all to take this as a warning. Or a something to remember. I want you to think about what I'm bringing forth tonight as a church, also as a saved individual. And I know y'all love the Lord, and again, this is what the Lord's laid on my heart. And I'm not a long-winded preacher, but I'll do what the Lord give me and let the rest of it go.
Amen.
If you have your Bible and want to read along, for a reading lesson, we'll be coming out of Revelations chapter 2, starting with verse 1. And to the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou hast cast, canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars. And hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake has labored and has not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. And you know, churches today, and I'll get on over where other stuff here in a minute, but we've got so many of our churches that have left the first love. And, you know, when the church leaves the first love being God, it's not worth the salt. And, you know, and there's a whole lot of our sister churches that don't fellowship with each other because of this. You know, they have left their first love. And the message is going to come from Genesis. We're going to talk here about Abram at the time, and Lot. You know, Abraham was sent. God told him to leave his family and go into a foreign land. And he done that. And Lot went with him. And they were to... they were going to have this land, was going to be theirs. We all know the stories how Abraham was promised. And at one time, though, when they got to put their tent up between Bethel and Ai, their Lot and Abraham's people had a feud amongst themselves. And, you know, and these people in God's house today, they'll get a feud among themselves. Now, they was fighting over some livestock, where they was going to graze or stop. And, you know, and something this simple caused division among them. And, you know, it doesn't take much. And I tell you, when this division comes in, the division is going to come where God's people are doing what the Lord wants them to do. Those churches and those people that ain't out there doing what the Lord wants them to do, old devil ain't real worried about them. It's the ones where all the work that's working for the Lord, that's where it's going to come from. Now, you will see here that Abraham was the bigger man, and he just told Lot, he said, whichever way you choose to go, you go to the left, I'll go to the right. You go to the right, I'll go to the left. And where they were at, they had Bethel on the west side. And if you look up in Strong's Concordance, Bethel is a house of God. So Bethel was on the west. Abraham and Lot was in the middle. Then you had Ai here over on the east. Then you had the plains of Jordan on down. And you notice which way Lot went? He went toward the east. He went away from the house of God. And that's... He went down into the plains, and they were nice and fertile. He was looking for the easy street. And, you know, and you've got Lot here that's down there, and we all know the things that went on in Sodom and Gomorrah. But I'm just here to tell you, it ain't got to be those things to pull you away from God. You know, anything you put before the Lord as an idol, it could be your boat, it could be a vehicle, it could be a job. Anything you put before the Lord will put you out there out of good graces with the Lord and put you in that sinful world. You'll be living worldly. And that's where Lot was. He went down there and he started out in his plains, and he said he took his tent as far as Sodom, and he became a figure in that city. And you know, he was Lot was a saved man. So it just shows that God's people can get out there and get in the world. And, you know, and that's very easily for us to do, especially nowadays. There's so much in the world. You know, there's so much for us to get involved with. You know, church or Sunday is not the Sabbath day anymore. It's just another day to a whole lot of folks. And we don't need to treat it that way. You know, it's, I know some people have to because of their jobs and stuff work, but we need to keep the Sabbath holy because that's a commandment. But Lot here, he was in this city, and we know the story about how it was going to be destroyed, but Abram pleaded to God. You know, when we have a brother or sister that's out there in the world, we need to go to God, try to help them, not just beat them while they're down. Same way with the church. If you got we got a sister church that's struggling and has left their first love, we need to try to help them, lift them up, not try to beat them down. But, you know, old Lot, he had several chances here to get out of this mess, and I believe old Lot liked it. And, you know, y'all may disagree with that, but, you know, when the battle of the kings came and Lot was kidnapped, Abram went and got him. He had the opportunity to get out of it right there. He could have come back to old Abraham, but he didn't. He went back to where he was. And even when the angels went down there to get him out because of Abram's prayer to the Lord and plead for him, you know, in that verse 16 of chapter 19, and while he lingered, it means he was slow walking it. He was in no hurry to get out of there. He wanted to just stay there. And, you know, you ain't going to do any good for God, even though you're saved, when you just want to stay where the sin is. You know, it's just, you got to be willing to stand up for him. But old Lot wasn't wanting to do that. And we know that when they set him outside the city, that the city was destroyed. Then when they was going away, old Lot's wife, she looked back. She wanted to stay in that sin. You know, and she was turned to that pillar of salt. But, you know, it wasn't because of Lot that he was brought out. It was because God's people was praying for a brother. And, you know, but Lot has got to be willing. The brother that's out or the sister that's out has got to be willing to come back, got to want to come back. They got to pray for themselves. And, you know, Lot was, when they finally got him out, he went into the city, then went finally went up to the mounts. And And the sad part of Lot is he never did turn it around. You know, he was never really anything for the Lord. He never done anything. What his story was left as an example to us, though. And we're to take it and learn from it. But, you know, one thing that when he was in the house and the folks were outside were pushing up against the door and Lot went outside, they were pushing so hard up against him and the angels reached and pulled him in. There's a picture right there. When the house is so full of God, the Lord's Spirit, you know, it wasn't because of Lot. It was because of God's Spirit. Those two angels was in there. And when they was pushing the sore up against the door almost to break it in, when they opened it, pulled them in, you notice none of them fell in, those worldly folks. So when your house is cleaned and in the shape it needs to be and the Lord's in it, sin ain't going to come in. There ain't going to be room for it. And but we don't keep our house in order as we should. And it's a hard thing to do. But lost friends, if you hear also in those same verses, I want you to notice something. Lot was a saved man again. And when Lot was pulled into that house, God shut the door. One day there's going to be a separation. You know, God's people is going to be separated. God's going to call his people home. And when that door is shut and all those worldly folks, it says they were struck with blindness and weary to find the door. Yeah. They ain't going to be another opportunity for you to find Jesus. You know, when that day comes and that separation happens, it's going to be done. It's going to be over with. You know, and these folks here, when the fire and brimstone came down and burnt these cities up, you know, that was a fire that burnt the city that died. It quenched, it died, it went out. But one of these days, those folks are right now, there's an unquenchable fire in hell. And if you wait too long, if you wait till that mercy seat's empty and that opportunity is passed, it's too late. You'll lift your eyes up in hell in torments. And now is the day of salvation, the word says. So we pray that before this night's over, if the Lord is dealing with any of you and laying up on your heart to seek him, that you'll humble yourself down somewhere and seek his salvation to find you precious to our soul. So I'm told you it's short, but that's all I've got.